we have Peter Moll, the director of Whitman Airport.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So you are a graduate of Embry-Riddle University, an EAA alum, and obviously director of the fine airfield here. So I'm sure that comes with a, this time of year, you're pretty busy. A big integral part of Air Venture.
It's amazing. So, you know, most people don't realize that a lot of the land that EA is on is actually county property and airport property. So consequently, yeah, we are busy too. And, you know, we have to get the runways ready. All the signage changes, temporary markings, the colored dots are the big thing, obviously. So we freshen those
and,
up
and
every year.
And the infamous thing.
The infamous thing, yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So how soon before before the event do you have to start preparing? Or is it kind of a year-round?
It's a lot of year-round things, but, you know, the major stuff really comes in probably about 3 to 4 weeks before. We'll be starting getting it hot and heavy on the mowing grass, keep it nice and short. And then about 2 weeks out, then we'll start doing the painting of the dots, the temporary markings, changing out the signage.
And then after the event, it's a similar teardown?
Absolutely, yeah, because then we have to go power wash all the temporary markings off.
Right.
And the colored dots get to change or get to stay on there because of a waiver we have with the FAA. So,
good to know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny because the we get a lot of corporate pilots in here, and they'll say, what are these colored dots for? You know, it's like... Dude, you've never been to Oshkosh before, have you?
How long does it take those to fade, then?
Oh, it'll fade quite a bit over the year, so that's why we have to freshen them up every
right.
year. The orange one on 927 gets pretty faded. It's, you know, with the snow plow running over it, too, quite a bit,
right.
it'll fade out. The pink one gets faded out, but the darker ones tend to stay a little longer than the others.
That makes sense.
Has it been pretty error-free so far this past weekend, bringing people in?
So far, so good. Yeah, we've had a couple minor dings, but nothing major, and we're glad for that. And, you know, I attribute it to a lot of good pilotage and control of the aircraft. We're happy to see that.
Excellent. And how about the condition of the grass, say, in the North 40 and the places where we've seen issues in the past?
Nice and dry this year.
Oh.
Yeah. We were worried. Yeah, we were worried because we were having a lot of rain here up until about, maybe a month or so ago. And it was pretty soggy. And, you know, you don't want another Sloshkosh.
Sloshkosh, yes. I was here for that.
Yes.
I was here for the Great Mud Fest
yes.
in Camp Scholar.
And last year was just the best weather ever. I don't think we're going to see that again for another 10 years.
Probably not.
We can hope.
Right.
We can always hope.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. This week looks like it's shaping up pretty
yeah.
good, depending
yeah.
on whether the next batch of weather that could come in midweek splits
right.
like it so often
does. It does. It's amazing to us, too, watching, you know, thunderstorms, even snowstorms, too, coming at us. It'll just split when it hits the Fox Valley area, Lake Winnebago, and we're spared. So,
now, how long have you been doing this? You were the director of the Warbirds before
Correct.
You did this. So
yeah.
you've been involved with EAA for a long time.
Long time, yeah. I was with Warbirds for 11 years, and I've been doing this job now for, 9 years.
Okay.
So,
a little piece?
Yeah, a little piece, yeah.
Have you seen changes in it over the time?
Oh, very much so. Let's go back even further. I joined when I was 12 years old in 1972, EA. So I've been coming out since then. You know, it's what, 40 years?
That's a
lot of changes, but, you know, all good changes for the most part.
Yeah, and then what do you end up doing the rest of the year?
We still have 163 based aircraft here, so it's we're the third busiest airport in the state of Wisconsin, believe it or not, even without the EA numbers. If we take away those numbers, and we don't know why anybody would, but we are, but we still count them in, we dropped a fourth busiest then.
You have other events throughout the year.
Yes, EA hosts a number of events here on the convention grounds, a lot of... sporting events, and then there's
chapter
events. Yeah, we have two pancake breakfasts with the EA chapter that we're love to have them involved with the airport. We do have the IEC chapter, I think it's in Illinois, chapter one, started last year a new aerobatic competition, air maneuvers, I think they call it. They were going to have it this year, but the timing and connection just didn't get right, but that's okay. We'll forge for next year then.
And you've also had a lot of new facilities in the past few years during your time here. I mean, we all love the real bathrooms on the field.
Oh yeah, those are great.
These days, and some new shower facilities I see over on the North 40.
Definitely welcome among the members. That's for sure. Yes.
And the fence, how is that holding up? I did a perimeter check the other day I was walking around, and I noticed that it looks like it's going pretty well, and you've got some crops growing inside of it, and you found the good points to put access points in. How's that been?
Been very well. You know, at first there was some trepidation from the members and users of the field, but you know, they gotten used to it. It's been very welcome. It's kept the deer out for sure.
Yeah, so it was really needed. Sadly,
yeah. I remember. Yeah. Remember them talking about that?
Yeah, we've had, you know, we had deer problems. We had foxes. Still have an occasional fox that come in through the culverts, but you know, nothing that we can't handle now.
So. I was going to say that's hard to stop because you need the drainage. You can't have it both ways.
Right. And one of the challenges of the whole perimeter road and fence project was that I'm not going to disparage the DNR, but you know, they make us drive or go along around wetlands, so we can't do a bridge over it, can't go through it, so it makes a lot of curves in the perimeter. But you know, like I said, we worked it out. It's been working great. We're happy. I know I just took the FAA runway safety team around this morning, and they thought it was good money well spent.
Keeps it interesting.
Yes, yeah, that's for sure.
That's absolutely true. It must be interesting. You have to liaison with FAA far more often, I'd guess, than some of the other airports in Wisconsin do.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I'm on a monthly basis with them. I mean, first name basis with a lot of different people in the FAA, all the way from Washington, from Chicago Airport District Office. We used to be with Minneapolis. Last year, they did a realignment in October with their new fiscal year. So trying to get those people on board now. We've had a few visits by them and take them around, show them what really happens. The unfortunate part is I wish we could get them here more often during their venture, actually see it, because on paper it looks very much different than it does in real life. You know, you can't see people, you can't see airplanes on paper. So,
well, and you can't predict every human move that's
true.
Going to happen on the field. You might figure most of the things people are going to do and how they might respond to, say, a gate being in a particular area as opposed to being someplace else. But you can't predict exactly what's going to happen. And you do have to study the real behavior, the actual behavior, and then compare that and adjust, I would guess.
Oh, absolutely. It's a challenge for us. It really is, because people, both in the FAA and the general public and the flying public, don't really understand. I wouldn't say don't understand, but they have difficulty understanding the airport outside of EAA.
They don't have the same big picture.
No, yeah. Exactly not. You know, some people will come here, for example, sometimes the warbirds will come back the rest of the year, but they'll walk out into the runway forgetting that it's closed during EAA. Mm. So, you know, suddenly there's an incursion, but happily that's been going back the other direction. They don't do it as often, and so we're happy.
So on that note, what kind of adjustments and what do you see for the future? What are some of the things that going forward?
Oh, big news. Last year, we acquired 80 acres of land down in the southeast corner of the airport. We've got a new aviation business park that'll be going up. The infrastructure will be going in shortly at the end of this year. It's a joint venture with the City of Oshkosh, Winnebago County, and Enchamco, which is a private public partnership of economic development people. And we're happy to announce we have our first tenant who's announced that he just wants to go in there. It's DeShannon Aviation out of Minneapolis. So there is a press conference on Wednesday. I'm not sure what time, but they'll announce all the details of that transaction then. And we are talking to a number of other companies too who are interested or expressed an interest in possibly moving there as well. So,
how do you think that will affect the involvement for Air Venture?
Well, we're hoping that, you know, and we know a lot of these people are actually EA members, and you know, they're displayers, exhibitors here. So bringing that to EA is a really big boost, you know, both for the local economy and for the EA in all the way around. So I think it's going to be a great thing.
And we should see that by next year?
Yes. Yeah. At least to start seeing some construction, we hope. You know, got to get the infrastructure in first, the roads, and then got to build a taxiway over to it yet, too. So that always helps.
Well, that's really going to open things up down there.
Oh, absolutely. And then, of course, there's other land that's available down there, you know, in the near future. I mean, we've talked to some landowners, and they seem to be, you know, interested in selling off to us when the time comes, so it'll be great.
Well, and if we have anybody listening that would like to get in on that, then how do they contact? What would they?
Contact our office, and we can put them in touch with the right people. It's our office number is 920-236-4930.
And you're on the web, too.
Yeah, www.whitmanairport.com, and that's Whitman, Wittman, not, yes. No H in there.
Right. So. And can they find you? Now, where are you Twitter. Locally on the field?
Oh, I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere.
The man's wearing a radio.
Yeah. Two cell phones, one radio, and...
They can come find you and talk to you.
They will, yeah.
But it's interesting that you're right. People confuse EAA and Whitman Field all the time, and it's really nice to have you come in today to tell us about how it's separate, although I don't know that you would want to do the job as much if you didn't have EAA right here campus.
I have to say, it'd be pretty boring. We have a great relationship with EAA. It's all year round. You know, we're always interacting with them. They're filling us in on what they want to do on the grounds. We tell them what we're doing. So I think it's a great relationship that's built over the years, and we can hopefully continue to go forward. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't.
It's been a lot of years. So.
Yeah, a lot of years, yes.
It seems to only be growing.
Yes.
So. Fantastic. Well, we are sitting here with Peter Moll, the director of Whitman Airport. And again, you said you're on the web. Yes. If you can give that web address.
Sure. It's www.whitmanairport.com. All one word.
Fantastic. Well, Peter, thank you very much for being with us today. We really appreciate you coming in and giving your insights and everything that you do to help make this happen and hosting the EAA event.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you very much. Yes. Okay. You are listening to EAA Radio, the voice of EAA.